This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An armed man is under arrest after he allegedly broke into the Colorado Supreme Court building in Denver. It's not clear what motivated the break-in, though authorities don't believe it's related to any previously known threats against the court. The justices have reported multiple threats since they disqualified Donald Trump from Colorado's 2024 primary ballot last month. Police say the man caused extensive damage to the building but did not hurt anyone. He surrendered to police, who have not released his identity. Colorado voters could decide this fall whether to remove the state's constitutional abortion funding ban. CPR's Benta Berkland reports on a push to defeat the proposal and keep the ban in place.
The proposal would allow Colorado to fund grants for reproductive health care, and it would also guarantee the right to abortion in the state constitution. Opponents say it's wrong to ask taxpayers to foot the bill. Republican Representative Brandi Bradley.
Would we ask taxpayers that don't have any religious ideology or foundation to do anything religious with taxpayer money?
Colorado voters have already struck down initiatives seeking to limit abortion access, but this amendment to expand it also faces challenges. Backers must get signatures from all of the state's Senate districts, and it will require support from at least 55% of voters to pass. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Workers at the Alamo Drafthouse in Westminster say they have formed a union they want the movie theater operator to recognize. The theater chain filed for bankruptcy during the pandemic in 2021, but union supporters say profits have rebounded and that the company has failed to fix workplace issues, including problems with pay, staffing, harassment, and safety. This is CPR News and KRCC.